Andrea?
Hello. Yes,
This is Alex, calling you back. Great. Okay, so I was actually just looking at the notes and also spoke to the team real quick, and we decided that, if we're really going to move forward on this deal, we really need to have a release of agreement with the real estate agent that you currently have contracted with. We need to have a release for us to move forward. And I think that was like the difficult, like I think Zach was trying to reach out to the agent, but something like it was not, very successful. I don't know what was the conversation that he had with the agent or with your agent, but like something that like difficulty in coordinating with the agent, and since you're still under contract with them, I think it's really best to release our agreement to avoid any conflicts first before we wanted to proceed if, if we're gonna buy the property. That's the first one. And then the second one is, I know that you're also a bit concerned of the timeline if we're gonna proceed in purchasing the property. So, my question is, did the county send you like a letter about the property?
Other words with that, I do have, until September 3rd, with the property, which I had discussed with Zach about it and everything. So other words, either, sell it or either their demo, one of the two, and things. That other words that, and it's listed, you all can see it, and stuff as well, and it's listed, as you can see, online and everything. And stuff. So, from what I understood from you all's commercial was that you all buy, properties as they are. So that's one reason why, I called in the first place. I didn't see where it would be all of, these kind of hiccups, and everything, because like I said, the title is clean and everything had been done, which I had explained to Zach when I talked to him. Other words, there was a buyer that was going to buy it for more than what, the offer that was made with you all. But for some reason, her funds didn't come through, so she ended up having to pay the earnest funds. She signed both, the final paperwork. The only thing that was left to do was just the deed had to be recorded, but of course, the money hadn't been received, and everything. So, and we both had. I don't know if you're in the Lynchburg area or exactly where you're located, but Zach said he, I thought he said he knew or heard of the companies or whatever, but Seven Hills and Mountain View was representing each of us, and things. So all of that
Mountain View.
stuff, the paperwork, everything, yeah, everything had been drafted. So it's just a matter of just, getting a buyer.
And I was like saying, like for forgetting the buyers, I'll say Andrea, we have access to hundreds of off-market deals. That's really what we specialize in. The one that are, difficult to sell, and we usually just find the right person to go in the property and to get it done. I'd say that's really something that we would specialize in. But we would need to really get like a release of the agreement with a real estate agent before we can move forward in like looking the right partners to move forward with the deal. And also maybe the timeline that you were saying about September 3rd, I don't know if you would be comfortable, but I'd love to see that. Not sure if you would be able to send us the letter or like some type of information that you got from the county.
I haven't gotten anything from the county. It's just from where I've talked to them, about it and stuff like that. And then, like I said, the realtor, he has been working, showing people the house and stuff like that and everything too, as well. And from what I understood from from Josh that Zach said that, you know, it was no problem that they could, you know, that, you know, I guess your organization could work with that and everything. So, and I know that my contact down there with the city, Keith, as long as I have a buyer, they're willing to work with whoever is purchasing the house.
Right, and mm-hmm. I think that's also like one of like what I'm saying that we really mm-hmm. wanted to work with you and like
right.
really purchase the property because like what I've said mm-hmm. we have like the right partners to buy this property. It's what we specialize
mm-hmm.
in. We can find the right people and the right partners to go into the property and get it done. But we will be needing to get that release first. And
okay.
I wanted to clarify, like, what it is that the county said about the property, because that will, you know, just determine the timeline
mm-hmm.
On
well,
how long do we have for this property to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, other words, basically, as long as I have an agreement, they're going to work with whoever is purchasing the house, is what I understood, and everything. And this is what I had talked to someone last week. I talked to Keith and I think another person as well, because actually the house was supposed to be sold in June and everything. So that's where that part came in, you know, that person, and I have the documents to show, you know, where each party had signed, as well as from the agent and everything. She got so she just wasn't calling her own real estate agent back, and I don't know what the deal was with that. I didn't know the person, but from my understanding, she was going to rehab it and live in it herself and then give her son her home that was nearby. So that's what I understood from the property. And everything, and I don't know why, you know, one thing after another came up with her funds, and I don't know exactly what the deal was with that, but like I said, everything was cleared, so you all would have, you know, if you all decide to buy it, you all would have a clean, you know, title, you know, and things, you know, you don't have to do all the footwork and stuff, in which Josh is very familiar with everything, but, you know, the only thing what I want to be able to do the deal, but I just, the only thing is, it sounds like it's not really a concrete closing date. I guess that's what I'm kind of looking at, you know, with that and stuff. So are you all still looking for someone to buy the property, or you all are going to buy the property? I don't really understand how it quite goes, and I do apologize for that.
No worries. I mean,
uh-huh.
It's kind of like really confusing. So what we mm-hmm. usually do is we have partners who really buy
mm-hmm.
properties off market.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
We already have those partners, like a network
mm-hmm.
who usually buy flip and fix and flip houses. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want to give you any guarantees, but I would just say that that's really the thing that we specialize in.
Mm-hmm.
We buy properties that are, you know, like as is, no need for
mm-hmm.
like any renovation, and we have the right people, or like what I said, it's
mm-hmm.
we have the right partners to get this deal done.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like, I don't.
So
I think
what
you
about,
might be.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure.
Oh, okay. No, go ahead. Finish with
No, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. In other words, what about if I pay him out of my pocket? I mean, is that still, you know, so that way he can show whoever needs to go in the house or anything like that? Is that an issue?
Is that your realtor? Your realtor?
Huh? Yes. Uh-huh. So that way he would, you know, in other words, it is a box on there with a lock and everything. But just so that someone would be, you know, there when whoever comes to the property, is that something that could be done if I pay him out of pocket and do it that way?
Well, I guess I'm the pay is really not like maybe not the issue, but you were like really on a binding agreement with the agent, and I don't, we really don't want it to, like, you know, put you under contract or like also be under the binding agreement with us. And you're also in an agreement with your agent. I don't know how that works.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying now. Before, I wasn't quite understanding, you know, that part of it. So how soon, if, other words, I've already talked to Josh about it and everything, how soon would you all need the release and things, and could you all give, because if I could get it signed today or tomorrow, or better yet, when, other words, because you all had mentioned that you needed to go inside and everything, and the thing is, I was kind of hoping to have someone, because I have had someone to go in, and they kind of disheveled things and took stuff, you know, because it is stuff still in the house, you know, and things, and so that was one reason why I went with the agent, too, as
right.
well, you know, and things. I was just, you know, comfortable with the fact that somebody would be there, you know, during that time. So how do you all usually do the inspection part of it?
For the inspection part, usually we're just going to send a team member on site. And then it depends. If you want us to put a lockbox on it, we can do that. So, you know, the property
thing
will
I look
still
at,
be locked.
Yeah, because the only thing that I look at is that you all technically don't have the property yet, you know, and stuff. And so for me to still be aware of who's going in and on, you know, and off the property would be, you know, helpful.
Absolutely. And I can coordinate that with you if, you know, you are more comfortable in that. I can definitely have you coordinate it, and like what I said, we can install a lockbox. But as for the timeline, I don't know if I can like give you a guarantee, but usually we have properties that are in the same condition that we're able to like just close within 30 days. Or within
so
a month.
So you're saying that you all can still close by the 30th? Is that possible?
Well, we can try. Let me see. Today is the 6th, right? I mean, that's 4 weeks from now. So I think, I mean, if we'll be able to find the right partners, that might be possible, but I don't want to give any guarantees. Hey, you know, anything can happen. Nothing is really guaranteed, but we're going to try our best, and we have the right people to work with. If you're going to have that release signed with your agent, we're going to go ahead and start working on the property and, you know, do what we have to do.
Yeah, it's just that I feel like I'm kind of hanging on a loophole, not sure that you all are going to get it. I guess that's what I feel a little uncertain about, you know, because I guess I was just going by what, you know, the commercial said, you know, that you all buy the houses and things and stuff and everything, and that's what I kind of felt, you know, because, you know, again, I don't live there, you know, and stuff, and I would like to someone to take it and rehab it versus demo, you know, and things, because I know, you know, when I lived there, I know what it was capable of and things, and then certainly with the amount of space and, you know, the bedrooms and things like that, and then, you know, if somebody flips it, you know, it's a third bedroom that has plumbing in there too, which could,
well,
you know, again, make, yeah, the main suite and all that stuff like that, you know, the way, you know, they do. I see them doing on TV and stuff like that.
Right. I mean, I understand. But, you know, hey, I think you guys had this listing for 3 months already. And now you haven't had a close on it. Wanted to ask, what is the guarantee that you have, or what guarantees has the real estate agent has given you?
Well, the only thing I just feel, I see what you're saying, you know, with that and everything, is this, I guess the only thing what I'm just worried about is that if I drop him and then, you know, you all come up and tell me, oh, you know, we're not able to get it, you know, then I'm stuck. You see what I'm saying, you know, and things. But, you know, and I just want to feel comfortable, you know. It's like the
right
in the candy store, you know, you're looking at it, you know you want it, you know, and things and stuff. So, you know, that's the only part that I was looking at with that. And then I like the security that the city knows what I'm doing, you know, too, as well, you know, and things, because like I said, this isn't part of my life. You know, I've always volunteered and worked in, you know, different capacities in the city, you know, and to have this, you know, on me due to a marital situation and everything. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, if I can give the release between today or tomorrow, you all don't think that you'll be able to do it within the 30-day window of what he initially had done by August 30th?
Yes, ma'am. Like what I said, I don't want to really promise anything at the moment,
mm-hmm.
but I like the guarantee that I can only give you is we have access to hundreds of market deals, and this is what we
mm-hmm.
really specialize in. One that
mm-hmm.
are like really difficult to sell,
mm-hmm.
and we have the right partners. We find the right partners to go in and get the deal done.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
okay.
if you can, like, you know, get that release from your agent, we've
mm-hmm.
tried to reach out to your agent. You know, Zach did, but it was
mm-hmm.
not like very successful. But
mm-hmm.
if you can. Then we're going to go ahead and start the title going in, and
okay.
hopefully we can close within your timeline, which is we're going to try to do our
mm-hmm.
best to close within 30 days.
Okay. Now, far as how do you all normally do the disbursement? Do you all pay the bank off, or how does that go?
We do. Usually upon closing,
uh-huh.
It will take like usually a day for the wire transfer. So,
uh-huh.
I mean, you said, I know you mentioned like the last time that I spoke to you, you're going to go on vacation.
Yes, that was what I was for. Because
right.
I was told my daughter's birthday is that during that time frame and everything.
Oh,
and stuff. So yeah, so that's the reason why.
When will that be? So I have an idea.
Yeah, that's the reason why I was saying it's within that week. We're gonna be gone. I leave that Monday.
Monday 26th?
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh.
August 26th. So you need to close
yes.
before that or after, like,
well, that's what I was trying to find out from you all, because I'm technically not supposed to come back to either that Saturday or that Sunday. So would you all be working that weekend, or how do you all, and that would put us, I don't know.
I mean, that's 2 weeks from now, right?
Account.
Or like 3 weeks from now?
No, it should be on your calendar. Other words, we're on the week of the 5th now. And so the 30th would be that Friday, and see, I would be out of town that day.
Okay.
Yeah, because you said you would have to physically, we would have to physically sign.
That's right. But electronic would be,
mm-hmm.
I mean, would that work for you in case that I'll have to check with their escrow, because usually we do it physically.
Okay.
So...
yeah,
in
I
case
mean,
that you're not
you
going
to
be there.
Yeah, because other words, I'll be here up until probably about 3 o'clock on Monday.
The 26th.
So I would have
okay.
all day on that Monday. Yeah.
Okay. I'll take that note. That's like pretty tight for like 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
from now. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, like I said, if you can get that release,
mm-hmm.
then we'll start working on it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll call him and tell him to do it. Him and I had already talked, you know, and things anyway. He said that if you all, you know, didn't want him to be included, that he certainly wasn't going to do anything to block, you know, because he's been excellent, you know, too as well, and things. Because, like I said, you know, it was supposed to be sold in, you know, June.
Buyer
anyway,
backed
so,
out. Right.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, she went and signed the papers, which I think is really kind of crazy, you know, that she signed papers. Yeah. In other words, it wasn't just like she just, oh, you know, just didn't respond.
You got the deposit, right? You got it.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah.
Well, do you want me to, like, check back with you this afternoon or tomorrow morning?
Yes, yes, you can go ahead on and check, because we had already talked, and if you are for certain that you all are willing to work, you know, in this situation and things, I'm going to trust God.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, the thing is that I, you know, just so happened I was sitting in front of the TV when I saw it, and, you know, I said, well, God, you know, you're going to open up doors, you know, and things, because certainly the last thing, you know, I want is for the house to be demoed, because I know the potential of what it can give to another family and what it gave to me, you know, and things. And with that, I hope
right.
that you all will see that too as well, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I would say that this, like, I would just say that this has a lot of potential.
Okay.
When we got this deal, we're very excited,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
yeah,
we really know a lot of people who
yeah,
would really want
to. Yeah, he seemed like he was like, I know the area. And, you know, he called out different schools. And I think he said he went to Liberty, too, or something of that nature. And things, so, you know, it has a lot of potential, you know, and things, and it's not just placed anywhere, you know. I raised my daughter there, and we were able to walk, you know, to different things, and I had a car, you know, I had transportation and stuff like that, you know, and things, but the area is so pretty, you know, and stuff because of the things that it has around it, and then the downtown area is growing, too. So, you know. But I'm not trying to sell it to you like that. But I'm just trying to, you know, really convey that, you know, it has life, and I know it does, you know, and things. And I'm just hoping that you all will see that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much. I guess I'm going to go ahead and wait for an update from you.
Okay.
Just call me back if you have, but I'll try to call you back either.
Okay.
Do you think you can get that released this afternoon, or?
Yeah,
it
well,
will
I'm
going
to try
tomorrow.
To get it this afternoon so you all can go ahead on and do whatever it is that you all need to do and everything. So that can be out because him and I had already talked about it and things. So he, because he said that was what, you know, when he talked to Josh, that's what Josh had asked him. So with that part of it, he, you know, he's just been with me with the journey for a while. So.
Right.
So
I mean,
that,
I understand
yeah.
that.
Yeah. But like I said, again, I'll talk to him. I'm going to text him now to make sure he's not in a meeting or with, you know, a potential buyer or something with what he does, you know, professionally and everything. So with that, hopefully I should be able to let you know something this evening. What is normally you all's hours, too, if you don't mind me asking?
8 to 5. Actually, start work 8:30 to 5 is our office hours because we have a, like, 30-minute lunch. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. And now, are you all the Forest Group, or what exactly is your agency's name, if you don't mind me asking?
Forest, absolutely. So, really under Forest Buys Houses, that's our company name. And then Zach is our acquisitions guy. He's the one who usually runs the numbers. He's our expert when it comes to the numbers and all that. But we are all working under Forest Team, Forest Buys Houses. That's the company name.
Forest. Oh, okay.
And Horace, our boss.
Katie, if you don't mind. Uh-huh.
Sure. Uh-huh. Horace, our boss, is actually also a realtor under EXP. And we are based in Ashland.
Oh, Ashland.
Yeah.
And where is that located, if you don't mind?
Ashland is,
is that like Virginia or?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Ashland.
I thought
you were asking for like what part. It's like,
oh, no,
it's in Hanover.
No,
it's
I was
in
just,
Hanover.
yeah, because I know Josh said that, not Josh, Zach said that
Zach.
He lived, I forgot where he told me. I wrote it down in my other book, but he had told me, where he was at and everything. But you said that basically we would sign at a settlement office once. Now, do you all need to speak to anyone at the city, or do you need to contact down there, or you
that's,
all are just signing
it's
out?
It's usually,
that...
yeah, we do have, like, partners who usually
mm-hmm.
does the title and all of that. So
mm-hmm.
usually we communicate via email. And then just for the closing, usually the buyer and
mm-hmm.
the seller would meet in person just to sign the, legal documents and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how is the money dispersed?
We usually wire it, DOR transfer,
okay.
or check
so
whatever
that...
it is that you prefer.
Okay. Now, do you all pay the bank, or do I pay the bank? How does that go? That's what I'm trying to find out with the.
Of course.
Do you all meet? Yeah.
Not real. Well, I'm looking on the purchase agreement that Zach sent you in.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like the purchase price that's in here was $15,000,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's what we're going to receive
mm-hmm.
from us, $15,000.
Okay, so far as getting the title and everything, so what do I just take it to the bank, or how does that?
We'll take care of everything. So
mm-hmm.
you'll just receive $15,000. That's you don't have to pay for any closing costs, no
mm-hmm.
any real estate agent commission and all that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about to pay the rest of the mortgage off, because that's what I'm paying. That's what I'm asking for the amount for, so that I can pay the rest of the mortgage off. So that's the reason why I was asking, how does that part go?
Okay.
Do you all pay it, or do? Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I'm gonna check with. Mm-hmm. So the real estate.
So do you need for me to get a statement as from the mortgage company how much it is, or?
No, that would be great.
Do.
Do you have that info right now, or?
Well, I have to call them to get an updated one, because payments have been made, since the one I had in June.
That would
that
be
went to July.
Great.
Yeah, that went
that
to
would be
July.
Great. Can you,
yeah.
Would you be able to give us, like, or to request something like a pay of amount?
Yes. Okay.
From them, pay of amount, and then whatever it
as
is that you just owe.
Okay. All right. So I would do it as of 9/1, is what, because they do it by the first of the month, is what they told before.
September the 1st. That would be great.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll call and get that, and then and that'll be done. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That would be great if you can get that information. And
okay.
So we would also know how much you would get. Like what I said, $15,000. I think
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna check with Zach. Just because I
mm-hmm.
think he already considered the mortgage from that offer, which is
yeah.
He said
yeah,
like $10,000.
Yeah, that's one reason why we were talking about that, and the amount should be, different from what I had paid in July,
Right.
In July, yeah, because I wasn't supposed to have to pay anything else after
should have made payment, but it didn't happen that way. But like I said, I do appreciate that, and I'll get those two things to you and everything. So would your settlement company be paying that part, or how does that?
Usually we do. We would usually include that at the end because, you know, once we started the title work and all of that, we would be able to pull up the mortgage as well. So I would say yes, but I'll confirm it back to you. But usually it's already included at the end. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, Dan. And like I said, I do appreciate that and everything. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me today, too.
Absolutely. I mean, I appreciate your trust and all of that. And I would just say that I'm going to do my best to really, like, just try to close this property within your timeline.
I'm praying that you all can, you know, because, you know, I want it to be part of my, you know, my past, you know, and things, and not
your daughter's birthday.
To continue, you know, with it and everything. Because like I said, she served me, you know, when we lived there, but I haven't lived there in a while.
Right.
You know, stuff. So, with that, I know that it can embrace another family or however, you know, you all do it and things, because I know you all can take houses and flip them and, you know.
Right.
Be all kinds of ways, you know, and stuff. But like I said, again, thank you, and I will try my best to get this done today.
So I appreciate that, Andrea.
Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.